USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Firefighters in Philadelphia mourning the loss of one of their own. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says the fallen firefighter is 51-year-old Sylvester Williamson, a 27-year veteran of the department.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
The blaze broke out early Saturday morning at a three-story building that housed a pizza shop and apartments. The building collapsed shortly after the fire was put out. Four firefighters in total and an inspector with the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections were trapped at the time of the collapse. One firefighter remains hospitalized. Williamson was pronounced dead at the scene. He leaves behind a mother and his son. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court in Iowa ruled Friday that abortion is not a guaranteed right under that state's constitution, reversing a ruling the court made just 4 years ago. The decision stemmed from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a 2020 law requiring a 24-hour waiting period before a woman could get an abortion. The court ruling comes as there is speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn the Roe v. Wade decision as soon as this coming week. The youngest among us could get their COVID-19 vaccines as soon as next week. The CDC gave their approval for the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for children as young as 6 months old. That makes at least 18 million children eligible for the inoculations. The CDC approval on Saturday followed the sign-off from the FDA that occurred on Friday. Wall Street ended Friday with its worst week since the COVID crash in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The jury in a civil trial against Bill Cosby will have to start all over again on Monday. They had came to an agreement on whether the actor-comedian has sexually assaulted Judy Huss at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16 years old, and whether she deserved any damages. Between the judge promising one juror who happened to be the foreperson that she could leave Friday for a prior commitment and sheriff's deputies requiring the courthouse to be cleared because there's no budget for overtime for the deputies, the panel will have to begin fresh with an alternate on Monday. Naomi Osaka out at Wimbledon. She says the problem with her left Achilles tendon continues. The tennis star has not played an official match after losing the first round of the French Open. She was leaning towards skipping the event after that because the professional tennis tours aren't ranking points awarded. That's a response to All England Club's decision to bar all players from Russia and Belarus due to the war in Ukraine. Legendary civil rights leader Bayard Rustin and three other men had their convictions posthumously vacated more than 7 decades later after being found guilty of disorderly conduct as they challenged segregation laws that defied the Supreme Court ruling declaring segregated interstate travel unconstitutional. The men boarded buses in Washington in 1947 for a 2-week trip. They were ultimately arrested, convicted, and sentenced to chain gangs. Listen to us anywhere online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.